the chairman. Order! Order! Dr. Illingworth, I must direct you to bring your remarks to a conclusion and to move your amendment. Dr. Illingworth, Your Grace, I have more to say, but I bow to your ruling. I move, then, that while Professor Summerlee be thanked for his interesting address, the whole matter shall be regarded as non-proven, and shall be referred back to a larger and possibly more reliable committee of investigation. It is difficult to describe the confusion caused by this amendment. A large section of the audience expressed their indignation at such a slur upon the travellers by noisy shouts of dissent and cries of, "Don't put it! Withdraw! Turn him out!" On the other hand, the malcontents, and it cannot be denied that they were fairly numerous, cheered for the amendment with cries of "Order! Chair!" and "Fair play!" A scuffle broke out in the back benches, and blows were freely exchanged among the medical students who crowded that part of the hall. It was only the moderating influence of the presence of large numbers of ladies which prevented an absolute riot. Suddenly, however, there was a pause, a hush, and then complete silence. Professor Challenger was on his feet. His appearance and manner are peculiarly arresting, and as he raised his hand for order, the whole audience settled down expectantly to give him a hearing. "It will be within the recollection of many present," said Professor Challenger, "that similar foolish and unmannerly scenes marked the last meeting at which I have been able to address them. On that occasion, Professor Summerlee was the chief offender, and though he is now chastened and contrite, the matter could not be entirely forgotten. I have heard tonight similar, but even more offensive sentiments from the person who has just sat down. And though it is a conscious effort to self-effacement to come down to that person's mental level, I will endeavor to do so, in order to allay any reasonable doubt which could possibly exist in the minds of anyone." Laughter and interruption. I need not remind this audience that, though Professor Summerlee, as the head of the Committee of Investigation, has been put up to speak tonight, still it is I who am the real prime mover in this business, and that it is mainly to me that any successful result must be ascribed. I have safely conducted these three gentlemen to the spot mentioned, and I have, as you have heard, convinced them of the accuracy of my previous account. We had hoped that we should find upon our return that no one was so dense as to dispute our joint conclusions. Warned, however, by my previous experience, I have not come without such proofs as may convince a reasonable man. As explained by Professor Summerlee, our cameras had been tampered with by the ape-men when they ransacked our camp, and most of our negatives ruined. Jeers, laughter, and "Tell us another!" from the back. I have mentioned the ape-men, and I cannot forbear from saying that some of the sounds which now meet my ears bring back most vividly to my recollection my experiences with those interesting creatures. Laughter. In spite of the destruction of so many invaluable negatives, there still remains in our collection a certain number of corroborative photographs showing the conditions of life upon the plateau. Did they accuse them of having forged these photographs? A voice. Yes. And considerable interruption, which ended in several men being put out of the hall. The negatives were open to the inspection of experts. But what other evidence had they? Under the conditions of their escape, it was naturally impossible to bring a large amount of baggage. But they had rescued Professor Summerlee's collections of butterflies and beetles, containing many new species. Was this not evidence? Several voices. No. Who said no?